can we do this fast?
We should be able to.
We can have a vote on it then. I mean, it'll go before the board, so we can just get on.
Can I have my two testimony people come up?
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, everyone, but if you're not for the next alert, could you clear, please? Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Is that okay, Chairman?
Say that again, please.
I have the two people that are going to testify. Can I just have them come up here with me?
Yes.
Just to move it faster?
Yes. I'm sorry we're under a large time constraint, as you said.
All right. Well, I'll get. Can I get started with talking?
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Okay?
All right. Supervisor Harris, you introduce yourself for those listening. I think there's still probably people listening, we hope. Okay?
Yeah.
And your guests?
I'm Supervisor Nakia Harris, representing the 2nd District, and today I'm before you presenting a resolution that's asking the state to waive the fee for birth certificates. However, before I go any further, I do want to ask if Supervisor Biddle, Dmitrievich, and Haas be added, as well as Broderick, be added as co-sponsors on this resolution.
Could you
repeat this
again, Biddle?
Yeah, Biddle. Dmitrievich, Haas, and Broderick.
And De Bruin.
And De Bruin. Awesome. Thank you for the support.
Okay.
So I came before you back in March with a resolution to the state asking them not to pass a bill to impose voter identification for people to vote. This time I'm coming back because the bill has passed, so people in 2012 will have to use their vote. Photo ID in order to vote. So with that said, if you need an ID just to vote, then you can request that when you go to the DMV, and it's free. So what I'm asking at the county is, because we don't have jurisdiction over selling birth certificates, we have to petition the state and request that they give us permission to waive the fee for birth certificates for those very same individuals who will need to request an ID to vote. And some of these people will be first-time voters, so they may not have a birth certificate and don't have any identification at all. So that's why I'm here before you asking for it today. We do have a fiscal note that we estimated of roughly $10,000, if I got that correct. That we would not get in fees. But we don't really know what that real number is at this time because we have not been through the process yet. So I do have two people here that want to testify. I know one is for it. I don't know if the other one is for it. Lamont?
Yes, I am.
Come up. Are you going to speak today?
Yes.
Awesome. Come up. So we have two people. So if we can just...
Move approval.
We made a motion to approve.
Awesome. So I still would like for the community to speak.
Just
wait
really
quickly. Thank you. Sorry about the time.
Quick as I can. My name is Tish Miner. I'm a resident of West Dallas. I have been a social worker for over 20 years, 30 years. I'm a counselor, substance abuse counselor, been a substance abuse counselor for 10 years. I'm also representing the NAACP. I'm an executive committee member of the NAACP, and we are in support of Supervisor Harris's resolution. It is a needed intervention to what appears to be the impact of legislative mandates coming out of our state government that is creating a meritocracy. Our next move will be, can you afford to vote? And we are blaming poor folks for being poor. And the meritocracy comes from, you know, you must merit a job, you must merit discretionary funds, you must have the ability to afford this document, okay? And it's a de facto, the Act 23 is a de facto poll tax because it does have this effect, okay? So we definitely are in support of Resolution 11488, and I'm very glad to hear, and I will report back to our executive committee that this body is supporting that resolution. You haven't voted? Well, in the future, I hope so. And I will be here long enough, and hopefully.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And Amanda, I presume you're in the same thing Supervisor Boone has to go.
Yeah, I would
pretty much echo everything that she said, and I just think it's a good step that I see this body, and I hope that the city would follow up as well. And I really wanted to see this body do exactly what it says. It's intergovernment. I think we really need to work out a plan to make sure that any citizen in this country who wants to vote can vote. And I don't see, and I've said this in the very beginning, I don't see what the big deal is about helping people get IDs. We can go to the moon on this planet. We're the greatest country in the world, and we make it a difficult thing to help our people who don't have IDs get IDs. I think we need to get past all of that, ID the people in our community who don't have IDs, and assist them in that. And so I think this is a good step in that direction.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Head to the door and then vote.
Supervisor Bradley made a motion to approve. Yes. Call roll, please.
On approval, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
No.
Motion approved, 3-1.
Thank you.
Thanks.